Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from JELD-WEN. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on JELD-WEN windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
G'day everyone, welcome back to the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank, at Ethos Pelicans on Twitter, at Lyle Swithenbank. This is a sportsethos.com presentation, as it always is, and if you've got time, go and give us a rate and review on your podcast app. Leave a comment, it helps us grow. If you're new to the show, welcome. If you're returning, well, welcome back. It's great to see so many, familiar faces. I imagine them anyway. But that's another story. The Pelicans defeat the Philadelphia 76ers 127 to 116. What a win. CJ McCollum, career night. I suppose record-breaking night rather than career night. He hit 11 three-pointers, which is the franchise record for the Pelicans, breaking it from Pager, which is just, a testament to the night that CJ McCollum had. Zion Williamson chipped in with a casual 36, and, the rest was history. We went at a team that has been highly touted in the East. They're a solid team, got some star power in Embiid and James Harden, and we took it to them. And I mean, fortunate for me, I got to sit in the Smoothie King Center once again, 3-0 there, but we'll keep that on the DL until we get out of here and see what the final record's like, hopefully 5-0. But it was going to be a test, you know. We'd won some good games against good teams, but this was going to be a proper test against a formidable opponent, you know, a contender, I suppose, for want of a better term, in the East. And what we saw was something amazing. The Smoothie King Center was electric. It honestly just completely eclipses my expectations every single time that we step in there. The crowd is amazing. The atmosphere is just on fire. And it was a great night. And again, another game that probably we started a bit too slow and worked our way into it and adjusted and made those little tweaks in game. And we pulled out another victory, and that's 5 in a row, as I said, and has us firmly sitting on top of the West, which, I mean, did we think this was going to happen at the start of last year? I don't know. Probably not. We thought, well, we'll probably blow it up and we'll try again. The experiment's failed and Zion wants out and all that. You know, this time last year, we weren't celebrating at all. We'd barely won 5 games. Now, top of the West, as I said, the best start in franchise history again, tying the 2008, I think, and 2018 teams. And I mean, we're streaking. The team looks fantastic. We had the 7-game win streak. We had a 4-game losing streak, which is not what you want. But then you respond with another 5-game winning streak. And now you go and take Memphis on tonight. So I'm optimistic that we can continue to keep this going, really stamp our claim in the West and make some real noise. You know, 23-12 we are after, 35 games. You're pretty happy with that. Home has become an absolute fortress, 16-4. Away, 7-8, so not so great. But, you know, conference, 15-8. Division, 6-1. What more can you ask from a team that the expectation was, you know, maybe a 6 seed or something like that? We're completely exceeding expectations. don't think anyone foresaw how dominant Zion is, how the complementary pieces would, I suppose, work around him. You know, we knew that the team was built around Zion Williamson. What I didn't realise is that he was the final infinity stone that they needed to acquire to get everything to work. I mean, we were great last year. We fell in love with the team last year, but then we see this team this year, and this is sans Brandon Ingram. We haven't even seen Brandon for more than a month. And fingers crossed, he's not far off. He was doing run throughs. He was getting up and down, and you know, he's been practicing pretty hard. No full practices yet, but he talked about in his post game, in his press conference post training, he talked about just getting that confidence back in his toe, being able to feel like himself. And we saw there was a rumor on Twitter, I don't know how credible it is, but that he was targeting the Houston game to come back. Well, I mean, that would be a New Year's miracle, wouldn't it? We'd be pretty stoked to get Brandon. You then add him into this team. I mean, it's over for the league. It's over. I'm calling it now. It's over. You know, the only thing in our way is ourselves. That's what I'll say, is that the only obstacle that we have from being one of the best teams in this league, if not the best, and we know what comes with being the best team, all that sort of stuff, in the playoffs and the like, is ourselves. We need to get it to gel. We need to make sure we continue to win the games we're meant to win, and we're meant to steal some ones that maybe we're not meant to. And then change the narrative from being the hunter to becoming the hunted. You want to be that team that when teams come to the Smoothie King Center or we visit, that the fans, every opposing fan comes out and wants to see. They want to see the Pelicans war machine, and you get the sellout crowds, and other teams play up to play against us. You know, that's what happens with the Warriors. The Warriors have this, you know, specter of, you know, doom over the top of them every time they enter a different arena, and people come out to see them because Steph is crazy. Klay's a great player. You know, these guys have been so dominant for so long that the ticket prices go up. People want to see these stars, and they're a really well-run organization. I suppose what we have the benefit of is that Willie Green's worked under that. He knows what a good organization looks like. You know, he's been to the Suns. He also knows what an organization looks like there. So, you know, he can take bits that that are beneficial and put that into his own culture as well that he's building with these players. And, you know, that starts with Griff and Swin and Trajan. They're all building from the top down as well. So it's an exciting time to be a Pelican, and it's okay to be excited. It is absolutely okay. You know, we're going to always have naysayers. Oh, we need to go and get this. We need to go and get that. Let's do a big trade and shake it up. And, you know, if that happens, that happens. If it doesn't, well, let's just ride it out and see what we've got, because there's not a single team waiting for a three-level scorer who averages 25 points a game, who's 25 years old, to return to then come into a team that's already top. You know, there's not a top team that's waiting for that. We're beating teams off the floor. You know, we're up by 16 at one point against this team. We're beating them off the floor, and we're not even full. You know, we didn't have Herb Jones. He's back from his COVID, but wanted to have the night off, unless extremely exceptional circumstances. I think they described it as it was like emergency circumstances. So he sat on the bench. Does he come back next game? I assume so. I suppose he plays against Ja Morant and the Grizzlies. Maybe we're saving him for that. It is an exciting time to be a Pelican fan, I suppose, and a Pelican. I'm sure it's great this time of year. But just enjoy it. Enjoy. This is why we watch basketball. This is why we consume this entertainment, this form of entertainment. It's for the highs and lows, for the fandom, for the community, for the ability to engage with your team and, you know, get the back and forth and, you know, with other fans. And everyone's going to have different opinions. Of course they are. But it is okay to enjoy this and have fun and, you know, party and dance and you know, get into other teams and say, look how good we are, you know. We're the top of the West. It might not look like that at the end of the year. I don't know. I can't foresee things like that. Fingers crossed it gets even better. But enjoy these moments because, I mean, if you were in the Smoothie King Center live, if you were watching on TV, you could see, you could feel the passion from the fans. You could feel the electricity in the air and, you know, I'm sure the team felt it because they continued to lift the standing ovation for CJ McCollum after he was checking out 42 points. I mean, incredible, incredible scenes. I honestly am stoked to be able to be in the arena and experiencing this run of wins because they've been, historical and just phenomenal, just great spectacles of sport. So anyway, I'm supposed to better get to the game. I guess why people listen, not just me to monologue about how awesome the Pelicans are. I suppose that's why we do actually listen. But anyway, quarter by quarter, we started absolutely woefully. We turned the ball over. We looked discombobulated. And then we started getting the rhythm going. Embiid was shooting free throws like he was in an arcade. You know, he was playing that basketball shooting machine. He didn't do much else besides that. Of course, he still finished with like 700 points. But we'll talk about his free throws later on. We end up closing the quarter 31-27, and that was behind hot shooting from CJ. It was great defense, rebounding the living daylights out of it, and executing, making the simple play, good to great. And there was some, I mean, we could have been up by more. There were plenty of open looks that we got that we just didn't make, and, you know, that's part and parcel of getting, you know, your eye in. But CJ looked like he was on one for the whole game. He really did. And another adjustment I think was really important was Zion playing opposite minutes to Embiid. Because what they noticed is, well, and they talked about this in the Pelicans Live, David Wesley was talking about it, they realized that having Embiid back there as that secondary defender meant that he didn't have to try very hard on defense. He just stood in the paint. They're never going to call anything on him. And he was impeding Zion's run to the rim. So all of a sudden, you take him out, play him opposite minutes to Embiid. There's no rim protector there, and the rest of the team was absolutely toast. Zion just torched him. So I really liked those in-game adjustments. And again, that's the benefit of being able to play this team again in a couple of days is that there will be some little adjustments from both teams. Will adapt, and you get a good look at one another. That's this weird, I suppose, scheduling that we've been doing, is that you see these teams a couple of times in a row. I don't know if it's about travel or COVID or whatever, but it's a, I don't know, a bit interesting. But you do get to knock these season series on the head pretty quickly. So, second quarter, 36-33. We build on that lead. Again, hot shooting from CJ. Devontae Graham came in, played really, really good basketball. Dyson Daniels was excellent. Jackson Hayes getting frustrated and not getting in, I suppose, as many touches as he'd like when he was in the game. But again, was impacting. He defended really, really well. Got a good steal. Hit some free throws. You know, was doing the little things. Billy Hernangómez came in on Embiid after JV got into foul trouble. Had 13 points himself and held Embiid very well. You know, Embiid was shooting free throws. At one point, I was screaming at the ref, why don't you shoot him for him so he doesn't get so tired? But, you know what? Well, actually, a sidebar on that, I guess, while I'm going through that, is Joel Embiid does not cop the amount of flack. I know he did early on in his career when he was injured all the time. Does not cop as much flack as half the players in this league, particularly Zion Williamson, for this conditioning stigma. He literally plays half the court. He doesn't rebound in free throws. He just walks down the other end and puts his hand on his knees and basically just breathes and, you know, relaxes. I don't see that from our team. I honestly have never seen a star do that, particularly a center, just refusing to go in and get rebounds. He goes and hides so that he can just play one end of the basketball court. I mean, that, I think, is... You call yourself an MVP, but I don't understand how, MVP candidate, I guess, but I don't understand how you can be that if you're only playing half a basketball game. But anyway, I digress. Close the sidebar, back to what we were talking about. Second half, 32-31. and we closed the game off 28-25. And honestly, there were some big runs in there. We got up by 16. They then fought back, and we responded. And I think that's another thing that has been really great with this team, is that instead of just letting the other team steamroll you, you respond. So instead of letting a big lead go and just letting it go, you fight it back, and then you end up winning by 11 points, which is more than comfortable margin. And, you know, that was played right pretty much siren to siren. It wasn't any foul game or anything like that. And that's exactly what you want to see. You want to see a team that is going to respond and stand up when you're challenged. And that's what we're seeing from these Pelicans. So we will, I think we'll go to a break here. We'll then do the game-by-game or the team-by-team stats, the box score, and then we shall skedaddle. So stick around, and I'll be back after this.
Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.
All right, listeners, welcome back to the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. Lyle here, as I was before the break. I remain in the same spot. It's a brief pause where an ad is inserted. Anyway, I won't peel back the curtain too far. The team-by-team comparison. After that great win, 11-point win, 127-116 against the Philadelphia 76ers, the Pelicans shoot 53% from the field. We hit 15 three-pointers, 11 from CJ McCollum, which was incredible. Man was on one. Total rebounds, 36-29. Fast break points, 30-8. When you turn the ball over, we had 14 steals, by the way. When you turn 14 steals into 30 fast break points, it makes it oh so easy to win games of basketball. Easy offense. And we've seen it so many times when teams do that to us. Instead, we exploited it. We made them run. And we hit them at every time. Every time they dropped their heads, we just went at them again. And that's what you love to see. Punish them. Blocks, they had 7-3. Offensive rebounds, we had 7. They had 3. Defensive rebounds, 29-26. Points off turnovers, 30-19. Again, you're making them make mistakes, and then you're exploiting them. And that's what you got to do. If you turn the ball over, get that easy bucket, because then you can have a rest at the other end like Embiid does, except they don't do that. But anyway, I digress. We go to the, I suppose, turnovers is a good little metric. We had 12 and they had 18. So there you go. You know, we had 14 steals and turned 18 turnovers overall, and we turned that into 30 points. So all in all, great. Great defense. Exactly what you want to see. We head over to the box score. Tobias Harris had 14. I don't know why they don't play through him more, because he was looking pretty good. Embiid had 37, 8 rebounds, 5 assists, 1 steal, and a block. And he shot 7 million free throws. No, you know, it felt like he's 14 of 22 and had 8 of 10 free throws. And, you know, there's actually a point where he gets, every time he goes near the ball, he looks for a foul. He just looks to the ref and says that has to be a foul. And there was times where he wasn't touched. There was also times where he was touched. But, you know, it's more often than not that they anticipate contact. And I hate when referees gamble. You know, if you don't see it, then play on. Play on, player. That's what we want to see. Melton had 11. James Harden had 20 and 10. And I actually put my foot in it because he was on zero. And then I said, look, he's done nothing. And then he decided that he was going to get a heap of free throws as well. Had himself 6 of them and got himself going. Who else do we see? Maxi came back from the broken foot, had 9 points. He was a bit off. George's Niang was barbecue chicken against Zion. I don't know why they kept switching onto him, but he got torched. 8 points. Milton had 6, and Harrell had 4, and Reed had 2, and Cork Maz did nothing. For us, it was the dynamic duo overall, but we'll get to them. Trey Murphy had 8 points, hit a couple of big threes. There was one right at the start of the third quarter, which was excellent. Lifted the roof off, got the momentum going right in the right direction to start the half. JV had 10 and 9, got himself in foul trouble, but did well otherwise. You know, he was battling against Embiid, and that's a big man. So it was good to see that he held his own against that, despite having to play through ridiculous fouls. But anyway, Najee Marshall had 5 and 5 and 3 assists and 3 steals and, you know, did a bit of everything. And Najee's a great change of pace player. You know, he's been really, really solid, and I can't fault his efforts. You know, in this one, he was doing a bit of everything, you know, playing that knife role, which is what you like to see. In 30 minutes, Zion Williamson had 36 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists. And he also had a bucket load of free throws, which, again, so he should, because he's excellent. And the amount of free throws that he shoots is a third of what he should actually be getting. But he dominated, and, you know, I think he's had 30-odd free throws in the last 2 games, which is what you love to see. He was 13 of 19, 10 of 16. You know, all right, he missed a few free throws, but, you know, he's getting there that many times that you sort of negates that. I mean, it would be great to have that extra buffer of 6 free throws, and I'm sure he's working on that. But, you know, a quiet, I put in quotation marks, 36 points. He was completely and utterly dominant, and you couldn't. They have no answer. No one in the league has an answer. I don't know what you do, particularly now they're calling fouls. CJ McCollum, the man of the hour, he had himself 13 of 20 shooting, 11 of 16, 5 of 6 free throws, 42 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals. Man, I've seen guys get hot before, but nothing like this. I've never been in the arena to see someone just completely and utterly have it going. There was not a single thing that they could throw at him to make him stop. He was decimating from outside, and we had Philly fans sitting behind us, and they were in awe. They were like, we need to do something about that number 3. And I was like, good luck. You know, but they were actually quite lovely, and they dealt with us standing up and dancing and all that sort of stuff, and they just sort of cracked on, which is what you love to see. So we appreciate the visiting fans having a great morning or evening as well, as they got their team smashed by us. Jackson Hayes, 3 points, 1 rebound, 1 assist, 1 steal. It was all right. Didn't hit a field goal, didn't take one actually, but had 3 free throws. He got fouled on a 3-point attempt, and Bede decided to rugby tackle him, and he went to the free throw line and converted. Dyson Daniels, no points, but 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals and a block. He was solid. He was sticking his hand in there and you know, affecting passing lanes. He was defending the living daylights out of it, as we know that he does, and played some really good basketball. So I was stoked with Dyson. Billy Hernan Gomez, 1 second short of 17 minutes. He had 13 points and 4 rebounds. He was solid against Embiid. I can't fault what he did. He really did battle down there. And when you're playing against one of the best players in the league, you know, you just do what you can, and that's what he did. Jose had 7 points, 2 rebounds, 3 assists, and 4 steals. He got a GTA, which was awesome. He snuck up behind him and tapped it out, and that is something else. Honestly, I was sitting in line with the bench, and I didn't even see him. He was directly in front of us, and I had no idea where he was. And he just came out of nowhere and got hold of it. And you can imagine, you're trying to run an offense, and then this guy sneaks up behind you and says, "Sorry, sir, but you drop your wallet," and then you look down, and actually he's taking the ball out of your hands. Devontae Graham, 7 points, 2 rebounds, 3 assists. Sorry, 3 points, 1 rebound, 2 assists. He's solid again. You know, he passed up some shots, made sure he hits CJ in a really important rhythm and kept him going. Sometimes people force shots, but Devontae Graham doesn't seem to do that, which I appreciate, you know, at expense of his own scoring. But I thought he was solid. He defended well, and he did everything that we asked him to do. So, all in all, fantastic win. First night of a back-to-back. We're going to take Memphis on. The guys, I was got the opportunity to go down the court after the game, chat with Antonio Daniels and Aaron Summers, and meet a wonderful array of people throughout the night, and I appreciate that. But they were basically on the plane straight away, so they couldn't chat for too long. They were out the door, and we wish them all the best tonight, because it's going to be a tough New Year's game against the Memphis Grizzlies in the Grind House. Is that what they call it still? I don't know. FedEx Forum. And we need to make sure we execute it. Division rival, a team that, you know, is top three in the West. They're looking at us saying we should be them, and, you know, we're looking at them saying, who cares, we're just going to beat you. And we'll see what happens. We'll see how it plays out. I think it's going to be a really good game. But I think I'll leave it at that. This, firstly, Happy New Year. Enjoy tonight. Obviously, have a few responsible beers or your choice of beverage. Or if you don't drink, well, just have a great night. Enjoy it. Ring in 2023. It's been a great year, 2022, particularly for us. Having a great time. We'll be out and about, so you might see us, you know, wandering around, trying not to drink too many grenades or hurricanes or anything like that, but I can't promise anything. Anyway, I think that's it. We're going to go see the Sugar Bowl in a couple, you know, probably an hour or so, and I'll leave it at that. So this has been the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast, all the way from New Orleans. Beautiful day today. Stay safe. I'm Lyle Swithenbank. At Lyle Swithenbank on Twitter, at Ethos Pelican. Stay safe, Happy New Year, and of course, bye for now.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.